tweet at Today SOR.
As we know, waiting lists in public hospitals continue to balloon with no sign of letting up. But now, patients will be able to avoid queues without taking out private health insurance. That's the plan for a new company which is selling pay-as-you-go access to private healthcare. It's called Let's Buy Healthcare. Its managing director, Director David Allen is with me in studio. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. You previously worked with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, buying, I suppose, bulk buying. Procedures. So
yes.
You're now transferring this out into the private sector.
That's right. We're very pleased, Sean, to be in a position to announce the launch of a new service directed at those people who don't have private health insurance. And that service really will provide packaged, simple access to private hospitals. So what we will be doing effectively is negotiating all-inclusive packages of care with those people, for those people who are registered with Let's Buy Healthcare. It's free for those who want to register, and there's no obligation on behalf of anyone to accept an offer that's negotiated with Let's Buy Healthcare. So it's really, I suppose, it's pay as you go, or more correctly, pay as you need access to private healthcare.
Yeah, give us an example now, for instance, David. Let's say, you know, I'm in terrible pain with my knee. I may need a knee replacement or a joint or something like that. Where do you come in?
Well, it's really directed towards those people who can self-pay. So knee replacement and hip replacements, while we will, of course, accept registrations, we're really aiming at those people who can afford, who are in the region of maybe €500 up to €3,000. So things like cataracts, tonsils, people who need their veins treated, day case treatments. There's 86,000 people waiting on surgical waiting lists at the moment. 70% of those are waiting for day case treatments, straightforward or relatively straightforward treatments. From memory, I think there's something like 13,000 ophthalmic patients waiting, and most of those would be cataracts. Again, a 20-minute operation.
Costing
in the region, it can range from €2,200 up to €2,800, and this is where Let's Buy Healthcare can provide value, whereas we will shop around to make sure that there's a shop around saving, and also a volume approach to making sure that the customer gets value for money.
So how much better can somebody who registers with you, how much better would you hope they would be able to do than if they just get on to the relevant private hospital themselves and just, you know, make the arrangements?
Well, typically I'd say there's two types of savings. The fact that we are shopping around can save significant money, something in the region of 30 or 40%, and also we would be tabling that the hospitals provide a wholesale price rather than a retail price, if I can use that analogy. So it's the fact that we're shopping around and also providing volumes. We're buying on behalf of everybody who has a vein.
So are you saying in this now, if I hear you correctly, that something that if I ring up myself and a procedure maybe costs a day case or something like that, maybe 2,000, you can get it from me for 1,400?
It could potentially, if the volumes are right and if the numbers are right, absolutely. But certainly our research that we've conducted shows that people actually don't do that. They don't shop around. It's actually quite difficult to get prices. Of the 18 private hospitals we've researched, only two publish their prices. The rest invite people to come and talk to them. So it can be tricky enough for the ordinary person on the street to get a price in a private hospital, and that's where we come in. That's the value we can add.
Yeah, but how do you know that it's going to give you that kind of saving? Is this based on your own experience
yes.
that you had with the National Treatment Purchase Fund?
Yes, we would have had visibility of prices in the past, so we understand the market, and also not just the prices. It's very important that like is compared with like, because sometimes the devil can be in the detail. But the reality is that there are different prices in different private hospitals for the same treatment. So it's important that.
So if I register with you, and let's say there is this procedure that you can get for 1,400 as opposed to 2,000 if I rang up myself, what's in it for you?
Well, we would charge a small commission for the negotiating service, but that's included in the offer that's made to the consumer or the patient.
So do I get onto you, or do I get onto a hospital, or what happens? happens when you say you have an ailment?
Well, there's a few fairly straightforward steps. First, we are asking people to register first on our website, www.letsbuyhealthcare.com. So once people are registered, they give some fairly essential details, fairly basic details. We will then engage with private hospitals, negotiate a package, an all-inclusive fixed price package of care, go back to the people who have registered, and then it's up to them to make a decision as to whether or not to accept that.
What about waiting times?
Well, absolutely. If this helps waiting times, all the better.
No, but I'm wondering, though, I mean, if we go to you as opposed to just taking our place in the queue, how quickly will you be able to get something done?
Well, the private hospitals tell me that they have the capacity to deal with this. Currently, they deal with about 400,000 patients a year, and they're happy to increase capacity if needs be, open up on Saturdays. They will deliver a solution.
So we're talking about now, you mentioned cataracts. What else?
Veins, tonsils, lumps and bumps, particularly day cases, but also inpatient treatments as well.
What about things like, say, an MRI scan?
Absolutely.
I mean, the big stuff like a hip replacement, I mean, that would be running to, would it be run to tens of thousands?
That can run certainly 12,000-15,000 euro. Now, that's not to say we will accept registration for everybody and all types of treatments. But the expectation is that people would be only able to afford something at the lower end.
How many subscribers are you looking for? How many do you need to make this work?
We plan to treat 1,000 patients by the end of the year and then thereafter exponentially increase.
And you need to get your GP as part of the registration process?
You would need to have your GP involved, yes, absolutely.
How?
Well, at the time an offer is made, and if you decide to accept, the private hospital will be in contact with you and tell you all the information that's required in terms of the GP letter and all that.
Okay, but I mean, to register with the Let's Buy Healthcare, you don't actually need your GP to sign a form or anything vouch for you or whatever.
No, you can just simply log on and
register. Is there a charge to do that?
No, it's free.
Okay, you have the option. Okay, let's see how it goes. David Allen, Managing Director of Let's Buy Healthcare, thanks indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to Jamie Allen after the break, or Jamie Oliver even.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.